Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Thursday, October 14th, 2021. Philippine Health Secretary Francisco Duque III questions government's decision to remove the facility-based quarantine for fully vaccinated travelers. On Wednesday, Malacañang announced those fully vaccinated from so-called green countries are no longer required to undergo such a procedure. But Duque says he wasn't consulted about the matter. Duque adds he will raise his concerns over the new policy before the Interagency Task Force on COVID-19. The issue over easing health restrictions for travelers comes as the National Capital Region shifts to a looser quarantine alert level this weekend. Metro Manila will be under alert level 3 from October 16 to 31. The NCR has been under alert level 4 since mid-September. Under alert level 3, more businesses will be allowed to reopen at increased capacities. But a group of doctors warns this may lead to another surge in COVID-19 cases. China to donate more COVID-19 vaccines to the Philippines. Chinese Ambassador Wang Xilian says Beijing will send a million more Sinovac vaccines to Manila next week in a bid to help boost the country's inoculation drive. Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccines make up almost half of the Philippines' supply. Health Secretary Francisco Duque III acknowledging the importance of the Senate's probe into government's pandemic spending. During Wednesday's Senate hearing on the Health Department's budget, Duque says President Duterte should not have barred cabinet officials from participating in the Blue Ribbon Committee's investigation. He says he's even willing to take the matter up with Malacañang. The president has called the proceedings a waste of time. E-commerce platform Lazada says it has removed TextBlast devices on its site following an order from the National Telecommunications Commission. On Wednesday, the NTC ordered e-commerce sites to immediately stop the sale of SMS blasting devices. Such devices are believed to have been used to send emergency alerts promoting the presidential bid of Ferdinand Marcos Jr. last week. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.